So this way of conduct, I'm sure many of us find that it's different from, and it's on purpose, it's different from what we did before as lay people. And so, like, one thing that I've noticed about, like, myself, and I've heard you talk about it many times, is that many Westerners, we come to this training with, like, stubbornness and idealism, oftentimes working together. But also, I can maybe also see how those qualities can also work and turn into something useful. And so, maybe also, too, like, I'm thinking about, like, how in order to come to this training as Westerners, like, we oftentimes had to swim against the stream of the world, not follow the cultural conditions, not follow the authorities, not follow this normal train of life. And we show up here, and there's, like, there's so many rules, and there's so many, and it's so well established, and it's, how do we shift gears, or what, how do we navigate that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is that again when we think of the refuges of that ehi patiko, that come and see, you know, that invitation, so that the Buddha is, and I think that's one of the things that is inspiring to me in terms of, and what always was inspiring to me in the sense that the Buddha was confident enough in his training and the various guidelines and practices and that it was, yeah, in a sense, come and see, try this out, look for yourself, see this for yourself, so that there's this confidence, I think, that as opposed to you've got to believe it. But if you don't try it out or give yourself to it, then you're missing the opportunity to take up the Buddha on his invitation. So that sense of okay, he says, come and see. Well, I need to give myself to it and see what... See what actually does happen, and then I think that's something that certainly Ajahn Chah and most of the teachers that I had contact with and lived under, there was never an authoritarian spirit pushing you into it, but there was an uncompromising way of saying, you know, if you really give this a chance, it's going to work, and so it's same end, a bit different means, and I think that sense of recognizing that, yeah, we tend to be, we don't really have a precedent from our own, or similar precedent from our own cultural background, so that it's really uncharted territory, and it's going to be uncomfortable. It's not really, you know, the Buddha's not giving his teaching in order to make us comfortable and lull us to sleep in a different way. What he's trying to do is give us the tools that allows us to wake up and free ourselves from the things that really bind us to something that is not just our kind of our kind of neuroses and psychological pitfalls, but something far deeper than that that binds us to the cycle of birth and death. And I mean, those aren't. How do you say? Those are not two different things. There is a need to be able to recognize when the mind is what's rebelling, what is hurt there, what is challenging, what's bringing up fear there, and how does that tie me into a deeper attachment to greed, hatred, delusion. That is always going to bind me to dukkha, and so that's a being able, a willingness to look at that and work with it and giving that training a chance in that sense of ehi pasiko. I was like, okay. And that's where a certain element of faith or confidence is required, and in that especially I think for us as Westerners who have a very skeptical relationship with religion and authority, so and that's where say like Ajahn Chah was really good at just patience, be willing to be patient with us. It takes time to really understand.